Accordingly, 3 years ago at the most, Captain Nemo had begun his underwater existence. Moreover, I hope some books even more recent would permit me to pinpoint the date precisely. But I had plenty of time to look for them, and I didn't want to put off any longer our stroll through the wonders of the Nautilus. "Sir," I told the captain, "thank you for placing this library at my disposal. There are scientific treasures here, and I'll take advantage of them." "This room isn't only a library," Captain Nemo said. "It's also a smoking room." "A smoking room?" I exclaimed. "Then one may smoke on board?"
"Surely."
"In that case, sir, I'm forced to believe that you've kept up relations with Havana."
"None whatever," the captain replied. "Try this cigar, Professor Aronnax, and even though it doesn't come from Havana, it will satisfy you, if you're a connoisseur.